Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I am the floor supervisor.
Okay, your name is what? I'm sorry.
My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor.
Okay, Joseph. Joseph, I just got transferred to you, as you know.
Okay.
There was a charge on my Chase Prime, you know, Amazon bill. I'm trying to figure a whole bunch of them out. There were like four of them. I don't know what they are. And one I just found out is the girl said it's a shipping charge for a watch that came in January. I actually have the bag right here, had called before. I don't know what happened, but I never ordered any watch. And she said it's $59. Now, that doesn't show on the bill, but a shipping charge does. And the watch is a piece of junk. It's still here in the bag. It was received. I was very ill in December and January, so it got put aside. So all I have is, it says betterlifestyleshop.com and the telephone number in California. Are you there, Joseph?
I'm here. I'm listening to you, ma'am.
Okay.
I do apologize. Well, first I will need to locate an account. Once I'm able to locate an account, then I can see what's going on. So do you mind providing me with the zip code, please, that's on the account?
My zip code is 33756.
33756? Okay.
Correct.
Can I have the first and last name, please?
Judith Sullivan.
Okay. Can I have the shipping address, please?
Shipping address is 8 Bellevue Boulevard, Unit 604, Bel Air, Florida. And I opened the package, and inside is a... it says unique gadget deals, and it just says watch. Then one, it doesn't talk about a price or anything. There's an order number on it, though.
Okay, ma'am. Bear with me. Let me look over the account and see what's going on with that. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. So I've located that account with the information you provided, ma'am. So I do see
yes.
It was for the smartwatch is what you initially placed the order for, ma'am. It was period.
Excuse me. A watch just came to me. I didn't place it. That's why it's still in the bag. I'm like, what is this? So anyway, I'd like a return. I'll return it gladly. I've got the bag still. I've got the... whatever this order form is inside the bag. It's not something I would order, so I don't know what kind of a deal that was. And I don't know how the lady that I talked to prior to you said that the watch is $59.95. I don't have a bill for $59.95. I only have a shipping charge of $6.95, so I don't understand that either.
So initially it was a trial period that it was placed the order for the $6.95. After that initial 14-day trial ended, if you didn't call back to cancel, you were going to be billed the full retail price of the trial.
Well, I called back at some point and said that we're going to, I called back on a bunch of these, and I'm supposed to get some kind of a return slip.
Okay, I do apologize, ma'am. So just to verify, you never placed the order for the trial, and no one in your household ever placed the order for the trial for $6.95?
Yeah, there's no one else here, just me.
So you're claiming fraud on this account, including the trial. Is that correct?
I guess so. I'll just like to send this thing back to you, whoever gets it. It's still in the box. It's still in the bag it came in. So nobody would have, I mean, nobody here that would have watched, been able to get order from me anyway.
Okay, claiming fraud on the account, including the trial. Is that correct?
I guess so, because that's
okay.
What you're calling.
So what I can go ahead and do, proceed forward with the fraud claim. What would entail is we would contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed online and where that order took place.
Fine. Is anyone going to send me back a return label or something? See, during that period of time, I had half my lung removed, so I wasn't going anywhere or seeing, getting anything. I was under a lot of care.
Would you like me to proceed forward with that fraud claim for you, ma'am?
I guess so. I'd like to see this.
I'm
so afraid of getting a bill of $59. I never heard of such a thing. I mean, even the shipping thing, I'm like, that's strange.
I understand, ma'am. Let me go ahead and get this.
I'd just like to know
it's fraud for you, ma'am. Okay?
Bill anymore.
Just to verify, did you file a dispute with your bank, ma'am, for these charges?
Would I what? Say again, Joseph. I'm sorry. All right.
Have you filed a dispute with your bank with these charges?
With my bank? You mean with my credit card company?
Yes, ma'am. Have you filed a dispute with your bank or credit card company?
No. I wouldn't know how. Just call customer service?
I was just asking. I need to verify that so I can work on getting the refunds for you.
Yeah.
Bear with me. I'm currently working on the refunds for you. Please stay on the line. I'm working on getting this file, this file, and the refunds. Bear with me. I'm still here working on filing this as fraud for you. Bear with me.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your patience, ma'am.
Okay, Doc. So it looks like I've got to call Amazon because there's a bunch of small charges that are weird on this bill.
Bear with me, ma'am. I'm working on getting that file as fraud and working on
okay.
getting the charge back for you. Please stay in line.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm working on the getting this canceled out for you.
Okay.
The charges. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. I'm still here, ma'am. Bear with me.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm hanging
I've
on.
Gone ahead and filed that as fraud for you, and I've gone ahead and refunded that back to your account as well. So that refund will be back on your account within 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, for the $6.95. Are you ready for the refund confirmation number?
Yes, I am. Go ahead. Yep.
It's going to be 5947092789.
Okay. 5947092789.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, what about, will there be another charge coming? That's what I'm worried about. I mean, and don't they want this thing back? I mean, I'm saving it.
You don't take product back to the warehouse, ma'am. You can keep
Pardon?
It, ma'am. We don't take product back to the warehouse. You can keep it.
No, it's not. It's no good. But okay, it's a piece of junk. All right. So that $59 will not come through later or anything, right?
There's not any more charges coming through, ma'am. The account's canceled.
All right. So all these other things on my bill have Amazon in front of them. So I need to call Amazon, right? I suppose. Yeah, I do. Okay. All right. Are we through then, Joseph?
Okay, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today, ma'am?
I thank you very much, Joseph. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, won't hang up though. Are you still there? Mm-hmm.